Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I'm here to get this spiritual revolution started. On this Sunday, as we do each and every Sunday at this time, we're here to fulfill big purposes and to bring about wonderful things here in the universe. So that's why I say that this is a spiritual revolution, because I am here to help change consciousness. I want to raise the consciousness of those listeners who are tuned in and who are prepared to go into the next dimension of spirituality. That is what this ministry is all about, raising us up to the higher step and moving into the next dimension. So I understand that some folks this is messaged for and some is not. And we cannot be concerned about those who are not, because this message is for those who are spiritually rising and spiritually moving themselves up from three-dimensional to five-dimensional beings. So we say thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to be here, to be able to participate in this activity. So we say thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you for this most wonderful and positive day that we are here. I've seen some people came in. I hope we're not having difficulty today with this show. I see some people sort of come in and came out. Hopefully just something is going on with your phone for a minute. But anyway, we anticipate this to be a wonderful and marvelous day. Okay, sometimes the things are technical and sometimes they're not. But anyway, we're going to move forward. So you know that in order to bring forth this show and to allow the things to flow in a matter of all with a prayer, I got to do that, especially today. We're trying a new format, and we want to move forward and get this done quickly. So, beloved, mighty I Am President, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful for this day. I'm so thank you for all these wonderful and marvelous listeners who have been able to tune in, those who are able to be on the telephones, and those who are able to be on the computers and laptops, however you're coming, and even those who will not be able to listen to the show right away but will tune in later. We say thank you, and we're so full of gratitude that you decided to show up this evening and to be able to participate in this show with your spiritual energy, with your spiritual thoughts and your spiritual consciousness and spiritual awareness. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, all the ascended hosts and ascended masters who work with me every week to get this show up and going, and they were there. I call for gratitude and thank you. Thank you, Saint Germain. Thank you, Lord Michael. Thank you, Divine Director. Thank you, Mother Mary. Thank you, Grandma Anna. All of those hosts and all those ascended and all the ascended beings, ascended hosts who are there, who are helping and to allowing us to bang forth and to do this work, this spiritual work, this work that is for the highest good and the highest consciousness of all those who are listening. And thank you, God, for all those attuned individuals who have tuned in today. We know that there is no accidents. Everything is in divine order. And everyone who is listening is intent to listen, because this message is for them. So you have brought them here, and you have brought them here to listen to hear what has to be said. So, God, I say, use me as a vessel. All of you, God, all of you and none of me, God. Just remove me out of the picture and allow the spirit to flow through so I can give something wonderful and marvelous today to help raise the consciousness of these beloved individuals. So I say thank you. Thank you, beloved one. Thank you, God. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. Well, beloved, once again, I welcome you, and I pray that each one of you are having a wonderful and positive day. And I am doing super fantastic. I'm excited today because I woke up this first thing. I'm excited for the day, excited for the energy. I'm excited to be able to bring you this message. And, you know, I'm just grateful that God gives me the power, gives me the strength, and allow me to be able to come and do this every Sunday. And I have committed myself to doing this and moving to the next level. We'll be doing the radio show, and soon we're going to be doing live streaming. So you'll be able to see us from wherever you are. We're going to take this thing to the next level. So we say thank you, God, for opening up the doors, allowing things to move in the direction that it is for our highest good. And, beloved one, again, I just want to thank all the old listeners. You're faithful. Some of you are so, so faithful. I am so, so grateful for you. You have no idea. You show up, you support me, you encourage me, and you give me the ability to carry on. Some of you, when I don't see you on the air, it kind of like makes me feel kind of different, you know. But some of you I know that have been with me from the very first part of me, my conception of doing this show this time around, and they have shown up and supported the whole time. And you have no idea how grateful and how much gratitude I send to you, beloved one. I send you my heart, my soul, and all that is, and ask you to continue to be a support and continue to help me, to give me courage, give me strength, give me wisdom, give me knowledge, and correct me when I need to be corrected, take me into a higher step. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Beloved one, we're going to do something different today. The show is going to be a half an hour show. We want to try to get to the thing that we need to do, and I'm doing this for some reason because I'm testing something to see how it works out and see how it comes through. So you know that we're going to – I usually always recap for all the old listeners. I recap all the time. We're not going to recap. We're not going to be doing any recapping for the next couple of shows because we're going to work this new system out. Okay. But I do want each one of you, if you did not get a chance to listen to last week's show, please, please, please go back and listen. People are telling me how wonderful and how marvelous and how they got out of the show. It's called The Power of Forgiveness, and it was a wonderful show. And you know that all the archives, beloved one, and the only thing I'm going to say to you is if you're not forgiving, you're not living, and you're not moving forward. So you better learn how to forgive in order to be able to move your life to a higher state of consciousness, okay? Today's show, and we're going to get right to this because this is so important. What is your purpose? Why are you here? What's your purpose? And you know what? There is no doubt in my mind, this is one of the most asked questions that people ask, that they are aware, they ask, why am I here? What am I doing here? And what I do about being here in this situation. But let me once you know, there is so many folks that are so confused and so lost. And I'm not talking about young people, too. I'm talking about older people as well. You know, sometimes I can understand young people who are going through this transition of not knowing who they are and not having a clear purpose of their mission or why they're in. Because they're new on the planet, and they're new. But some of you older folks out there, at 65 and 70 and 50 that are still struggling with where am I to go? What am I to do? How am I to do? What am I doing here? And sort of just going around in life and not having a clear purpose, beloved one. So we are here to try to help you to get to the point where you can understand what you need to do in order to make your purpose, in order to make you, what you need to do at a higher state. Okay, beloved one, because this is really important. You must remember that the purpose of your existence. You know, you have decided to reincarnate here on planet Earth and to have an experience to help you to grow towards your universal God mind and to be able to help to bring you into consciousness and awareness of who you are. And there's many reasons why many of you have gotten off track. See, because one thing, God gave you free will, and for many of us, that has been really a thing that has caused a lot of us a lot of pain and a lot of heartache, because in your free will, you have made choices. You have made choices that got you off the track of where you were and what you were supposed to do and how you were supposed to do it. Beloved ones, every one of us that came into this earth realm knew what we were supposed to do when we came. But the seal of the door got closed as we made the birth canal, and that was done for a purpose. And that was done for a reason, because in the process of finding your purpose is where you get most of your growth. So you have to be able to willing to look into and develop yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you about a certain ways that you can do to help to pull yourself and move yourself into that process of knowing what you need to do without being too frustrated about your purposes, because there's certain little key things happening with you that'll give you some indication of what it is you need to do. The beautiful thing is, beloved one, is that God does not penalize you for not fulfilling your purpose. God will never penalize you or chastise you because you didn't do what you need to do on this earth journey. Now, here's another thing. Now, you will penalize yourself for not doing what you need to do. Because you know what? If you do not do what you're supposed to do on this purpose, you are going to have to come back and do it again. And for also those who understand the birth and recycle and the reincarnation process, understand exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't understand the aspect that you've been here before and you've been here many lives, what I just said may just go over your head, and that's okay. But you have been here a many times, and you have came here with many purposes. And reading some of us who came back here so many times, just the same reason I'm telling you, many of us did not take advantage of what our purpose was and to do the work that we were told to do and what we signed up to do when we came. We didn't do it. So that's why we're coming back and trying to get it together again. Thank God for such a merciful and good God that allow us to have opportunities to keep going until we get it together, to push ourselves to the path to get back. So we can always get back on the path, beloved ones. Even if you have fell off the path, you can get back on the path. The universe will be there for you. Now, I know you know some of these people who have fell off the path because you can recognize them. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off, not knowing where they're going, not sure who they are, and living in a state of confusion and just being totally chaotic. And they're bringing chaos in their lives and bringing chaos into the lives of other people around them. They are just bringing it because they're not sure what they're supposed to do. So they're just, especially as they've gotten older, they're really frustrated and chaotic and really bring a lot of confusion into their lives and confusion to other people's lives who are trying to give a full understanding of who they are and what they're doing. And that's what I'm telling you, beloved ones. Never judge, never try to figure out why another human being is doing another thing. Because if they don't know, don't you try to figure out what it is that they're doing, because they don't even know themselves. They're totally in a state of confusion. Only thing you owe it to your life to go and do what it is that you came here to do. That is your purpose for being here, to do what you came here to do. So I'm going to give you a few ways of how you can help discover your purpose and why you actually showed up at this particular time. And yes, you showed up at this particular time because of things that are happening, because of what's happening. And beloved, believe me, there's never been a time where your energy and your space is needed other than what's going on the planet right now. There is so much stuff going on, and so many of you light workers out there are needed to be able to bring light to the planet, because if you don't, the darkness is going to come in, and it is definitely going to cause a real chaos on the planet, especially here in America, beloved ones. There is some, and I'm a positive person all the way, but there's some darkness showing up in the universe here. But those who are aware, those who are conscious, that's why I do this show right now with such urgency, because it's such a necessity for you to wake up right now because of what the oncoming thing. We are in a dynamic shift from three dimension to the five dimensional beings and above. But for some of those who do not understand and don't get it, it is going to be pure chaotic for them, and they're going to be looking for help. And you who are ascending and rising and moving to that higher state of consciousness are going to have to be the beings who are able to help and get these other beings to the next level. So it is so, so important that we wake up and understand what we need to do, what our purpose is. And so that is one of my main purposes here. Now, one of the ways that you can determine why you're here is that you can have your Akashic records read. You know, you can access your Akashic records. And some of you may not even heard of Akashic records, but there is a record of every incarnation that you have taken in this universal plane, and then and on this planet and all the other planets too. Those are records there, kept what you need to do, and there's records there to show what it is you are to do even on this journey. So those records are there. Now, you remember, all of you who remember the show that I did on angels, and I told you there were certain angels who were keepers of the spiritual records. The Seraphines, were their job was to be as administrators. Those are some of the top angels, and they administrate and take care of the, keep all the facts together about your earthly journey and your spiritual journey. So that's their duty to do that, okay? To bring about your work and what you're doing on a spiritual level, and how and keep track of what's going on. Now, you can have access to those records. And I'm not telling you this is an easy thing, but you can have access to those records. How many of you out there are aware of Edgar Cayce? He was called the Sleeping Prophet. Edgar Cayce was quite interesting and quite a a very advanced prophet and an advanced spiritualist and advanced doctor. Edgar Cayce did healings on over 4,400 people, and it's documented. And I know that it's documented because I went to the unit, went down to Virginia Beach in his facility there, and saw and read the records of a lot of the people there that he helped. And he was able to go into the Akashic records of each one of those beings and determine what it is that they were bringing over into their new life that was causing you conflicts into this new life, and to help them to get them on track and help to get them on pace of where they need to be and in order to be able to heal themselves. So that gift that Edgar Cayce had, you and I have it also. We have not tapped into it. We may not be aware of it, but we do have that ability. Now, you can train yourself and teach yourself how to access your Akashic records. And I'm telling you that because I understand that. Have I done that yet? No, I have not. But I did the other way. I paid to have someone who could read the Akashic records, to read mine. There are professionals out there who have the aspects and know how to go in and read your Akashic records and tell you what is going on and what is for your highest good. So, but if you take the time, beloved ones, most of you are spiritually conscious, that you can take your time and buy books to learn how to read your Akashic records. If you don't know, if you don't have the time or don't want to take the time, then, and if you really want to know what's really going on, because it'll give you your life journeys over the eons. And some of you have been around thousands of years, but you can go back into your life records and everything is recorded. And so you can have, and that's done on the ether and the spiritual realm. Now, I'm not talking about you walking into somebody's library and go look up your Akashic records. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what's happening on the astral realm and on the spiritual realm. You see, beloved one, what you don't see is 100 times more powerful than what's going on, than what your physical eyes are showing you. There's a whole nother dimension, a whole nother things happening that you are not even able to privately be able to see with your physical eyes, but with your spirit and heart, you can feel that it's going on. And at some point in your life, in your transition of leaving this planet, you will have aspect to be exposed to some of these things. But right now, you're not attuning, and you can do it even on this earth rim if you want to take time to study, to learn how to move forward and how to do that. So you can get a professional reader, Akashic reader, somewhere in there. I know there's probably a lot of them up in different parts of the country. You're probably in Sedona, you'll find a lot of them, different places in the world where you'll find Akashic records. So, you know, if you just ask around, you know, some, if you're not sure, go on online and Google, Akashic records reader, someone who can do that, and you will be amazed at what it will be shown. Now, another way that you can determine what is going on and what is your earth purpose is that you use a professional. And when I say professional, I mean professional astrologist. And I'm talking about one of these professional astrologers who do old-time astrology reading. I'm not talking about this new Western stuff that's been done here. This whole industry based on around the sun sign and that whole aspect of it, see, because that's a whole different deal. Matter of fact, Saint Germain and the Ascended Masters said that is about the biggest bunch of crap there is to buy into that information about that. And even they will tell you that you need to get the old-fashioned deal. Or you have another alternative. You can find a A Jyotish is one who do Indian astrology. And Indian astrology is the most accurate for today. They will be able to give you what you need to know in order to look into what it is that you are doing, why you're here, and what is your purpose for being here. Now, one thing about astrology, let me tell you, beloved one, astrology is not an exact science. Astrology gives you a roadmap or where you want to go and how to get there. So it is up to you to follow the astrology if you choose to follow it. That is totally up to you that you want to do that. But it will give you insight and wisdom as to what you do if you choose to follow it. if you choose to follow, beloved ones. But you got that choice. But that is another method that you can look in and see why what you're doing and what is for your highest good. It'll give you a direction on how to go there and how to work on developing that, okay? And remember, the Western astrology of today, I don't put a lot of faith in it. Now, it's up to you if you want to deal with that. You know, some of my new age friends may have difference with that, but hey, that's the way that a teaching according to the Ascended Masters say that this new Western Age astrology is not worth the waste of our time, and I'm going to take their word for that. Okay? Also, one of the easiest ways to determine what your purpose is, what's your passion? What are you passionate about, beloved one? What do you really love to do? What is it that you would do even if you no one rewarded you for it? If you didn't get anything in reward for it, you didn't get no money, you didn't get no accolades, you didn't do anything, but you just something inside of you that make you want to do something so powerful that you want to do it regardless of what it is that shows up. You just want to do it because that's what you feel inside of you. Okay, so that's important for you to determine. And now, and you can determine that. You can determine what makes you happy, what turns you on, and what is important for you to do. Okay, so you feel compassionate about something. More than likely, that's your purpose. You know, hey, if you're into children, or you're into ministry, you're into whatever you feel passionate about, and you would do it, and you probably it's been with you ever since you was a kid, and you feel that inside of you. Just feed into that compassion, and that will put you in the direction of what you need to do. Now, beloved ones, there is two main reasons that you did decide to reincarnate here and to come to this journey. One of them is that you came here to work on your own individual spiritual growth based on what you had to do as a soul in order to get to the next level. You are working on getting back to the Godhead. So you took this incarnation and you said, hey, this is what I need to do to get back. So I'm going back to planet Earth in order to be able to work out what I need to do as my own myself. Now, always remember, beloved one, you are a spiritual being having a human experience. Do never, ever, ever forget that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. And you understand that you need to understand that, because as that with that understanding, it'll help you to overcome and not get frustrated when humanistical things show up in your life. You are working through these particular things. So this is going to help you to get to the next level. You are a spiritual being working on as a human, because that's what you try to come in your human form. But you cannot let yourself. Some people get so spiritual, half of them operate in their human form. You chose to come here as a human on Earth, so there's a reason and a privilege you came there. So embrace your humanistical part as well. Okay, that is what you need to do. Secondly, a lot of us came here in groups. We reincarnated in groups because we came here to do a collective kind of work to help humanity, to help to raise the consciousness of humanity, help to raise people into a higher state of consciousness, and to help to issue in new change that the universe is wanting to bring forth into the earth. So we agreed to come in this group consciousness and to be able to work in these groups and be able to bring forth the energy that spirit needed to do to bring about the change that we need to bring about and to help the humanity. And Lord knows we need some change going on right now. So many of you have reincarnated just for this day to be able to work through some of this stuff that's going on right now. Some of this stuff is showing up. You are here to help bring a difference. So embrace it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't allow it to overwhelm you to the point you're wondering what's going on. Don't worry about it. You're here. Spirit has given you what you need to do in order to be able to get through. Stand tall, stand to it, and know the Spirit is going to guide you and teach you how to do what you need to do. You know, I told many of you chose your parents, and your parents brought you here on planet Earth, and they gave you what you needed to do to be able to do to expose you to that which you needed to do in your childhood. So your parents played an important part in your purpose as well. But they are not that they were just the vehicle to get you here. So it's not up for your parents to find out what it is you want to do. You got to be able to figure that out on your own, beloved one. They assist you and help you to do what you need to do. Also, there were many other souls that showed up in order to be able to help you. And some of these souls showed up to play some harsh roles in your life. So, you know, everybody showed up in your life or whatever it is, you should give them gratitude, because a lot of them showed up to do work that you wouldn't want to do. They had to suffer and go through a lot of things just to be able to help you to get to that next level. They showed up to help you work through your karma and help you to evolve and help you to become more enlightened as a soul and to help you to serve and help you to bring you into a higher state of consciousness. Now, regardless of how smooth or how rough these relationships were, they help you to get to the next level. And most of the time, the rougher they were, the better you got more out of it, because you learned from those experiences. But all that showed up, so everybody that showed up in your life, everybody has interacted in your life, who did that for a purpose and a reason, and they were there to teach you, beloved ones. So embrace them, give thanks, don't have no hatred, don't have no unhappiness for them. Forgive them for whatever, because they were your teachers and they agreed to come, and you agreed to have them to come. Okay, so embrace it, know it, and some of them are going to even show up even more, especially you who are in the fourth quarter of your life. You know, that whoever show up in the fourth quarter is definitely bringing some significant information to you and things you need to bring forth. So allow that to be, beloved one. Allow that to be. Now, to move forward and to allow them to be able to put that information to help you out and to be able to take you to that next step in your evolution and in your growth. That is so, so important for you to be able to be there and allow that to happen. Okay, beloved ones, it really is. Although you have been, you know, many of you have been putting off a lot of things for a lot of time in your life, and you've been, you know, procrastinating and not going forth to figure out what your purpose are, you're still frustrated. Some of you frustrated because you don't know what the heck to do. You don't know where you want to go and what you want to do. Well, I'm telling you, wake up this day and begin to understand that you are a spiritual being having a human spirit, and that you came here for a divine purpose, and your divine purpose is to help to bring forth clean up the universe, help to bring forth healing, health, and many of you came here for many, many things. And if you don't do your work, guess what, beloved one? Many of you are going to have a lot of challenges in your life to go through the rest of the cycle of your life. So I'm asking you to please take time to do that. Take time to put forth what you need to do in order to be able to bring forth that energy that is necessary for you to do in order to get to that next level. It is so, so important. I heard so many of you so often, you know, complain about you not having clarity of where you want to do. I've done a show on this similar before, but I felt a necessity to do this again because some of you apparently didn't get it, and some of you apparently didn't understand it, okay? So the main reason that I did this show today, to help you to understand that you do have, or you're not come here just to be haphazardly, to walk around in life and not accomplish things, not to do things. You came here with a divine purpose. So start, if you're not sure, start looking into different avenues to figure out why you're here. Because if you don't, you're going to come back and repeat it. So, hey, I'm highly suggesting that you take time in your life to do that. Okay, beloved ones? So we want to just make sure that that's happening. And so that's the main topic of the subject of the day. And I wanted to make it quick. And I wanted to make it powerful enough that you can just think about it and take it to another level, knowing that you have the a right to do that, and you have a reason to be living here, and you have a reason to come to do what you need to do. So I want to thank each one of you for showing up today in the manner that you have shown up, and I thank you for the attention you have given, and I thank you for allowing yourself to entertain and listen for this short period of time. And I will determine the next week or two whether I want to do a 30-minute show or do the hour show. And if we get the message through in 30 minutes, because sometimes the shorter, the better. It ain't about a long message. It's about getting to the point so you understand that you all are divine beings and you have a divine purpose of being here. So if you just get that, and you understand that you are to work on moving yourself to the next level, that you're shifting and changing, and that you're moving to a higher state of consciousness, but you came here to do your work, okay? So be about doing that work, beloved ones. So I want each one of you to join me next week, same time, so we can bring forth the same kind of energy and bring forth the same kind of work. And to do, I'm not sure what next week's show is going to be about, but whatever it is, we're going to allow spirit to show up in the way that it always shows up. So we're going to close out today's show with a prayer and gratitude and thanks. So we are so grateful. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for allowing us to have this opportunity to be able to bring forth this energy and bring forth this divine word and this divine work that it would be able to help uplift and help to move individuals to higher states of consciousness. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We're so grateful, and so it is. Until next week, thank you, beloved one.